Joining us this morning is Paul Wozny, is the Nova Scotia Teachers Union President. Good morning, Mr. Wozny. Thank you for taking the time this morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
It is a difficult day, and I know that you and your colleagues and your union have been tragically affected by yesterday's shooting. Our condolences to you and all of the teachers in this province, sir.
Yeah, I don't really know that anybody has words to process what's happened in the last day or so. But Lisa McCulley was a beloved grade 4 or 5 teacher at DeBert Elementary School, and the other way that we're feeling this, that's confirmed anyway, is that Heidi Stevenson, the RCMP constable who died in the line of duty, was the wife of a teacher at Cole Harbour High, Dean Stevenson, and of course was a loving mother to 2 kids. So it's an ugly, ugly day for a lot of people, and Nova Scotia is going to be dealing with this for a good long time yet.
Yes, indeed, you can be guaranteed of that. And on top of that very tragic situation, of course, we're still dealing with the effects of COVID-19. There hasn't been school for a very long time. It's doubtful if there ever will be school again. Is that your opinion?
Well, I have tried very hard to avoid speculating. We try to deal with what we know is in front of us right now. And for now, the Premier and Dr. Strang have schools closed until April the 30th. We know that date is fast approaching. We're a little bit less than 2 weeks out from that. So I think, a lot of people are curious about what comes beyond. I think it's natural. People look to other places in Canada to see what might be coming. We know that New Brunswick has canceled their classes all the way through to the end of June. That's happened in BC and Alberta. So I don't think anybody will necessarily be shocked if it happens here. But for now, teachers have been asked to find ways to support students while everybody is, in isolation during this COVID-19 time. And that process started a little bit more than a week ago. And by all accounts, I think students and teachers and parents are relieved to see learning to start to happen in the way that it can. I think everybody's finding it challenging and wonderful and frustrating all at the same time. We're doing the best that we can, just like all Nova Scotians are, to make the best of a circumstance that I don't think anybody thought was coming, when 2020 started.
The packages, I have not any knowledge of what's in them that have been either sent out or available to students out there. Are they adequate? Are they doing the job of getting enough education for our kids at home?
Well, no one should be under any, misconception that what's happening at home is a full substitute for what happens in classrooms. Really, what this is an attempt to provide kids with a connection to school and to learning, so that there's some rhythm and opportunity to stay curious and stay active, and be doing things that are positive with relation to what they were learning before COVID struck. So those packages, that really springs from the shared work that the NSTU and PSAN, the association that represents school principals, and the government, through the Department of Education have done. We just recognize Nova Scotia, 30% of families don't have access to broadband internet, and we needed a solution that could help engage kids even if internet were not available in the home. So that's what those packages are for. Are they ideal in terms of, what we would normally have in the classroom? Obviously not. But they are... they're the best that we can manage. They're put together by teachers. They're all connected to outcomes. They're reasonable in terms of the amount of activity that's recommended. So it's it's a start, and we will probably continue to fine tune that as we go.
For aside from the education, of course, the most important part of schooling, there's the extracurricular activities, there's the graduations, and so on, that are all possibly going to be either delayed or missed because of this as well. Have you been getting a lot of feedback from both parents and students on that?
Well, I think probably the most pressing things are things impacting graduating students. I know that there are lots of grads who have very much, and you know, and legitimately have been looking forward to their graduation ceremonies, you know, throughout their entire time in public school. That's a really special moment in many people's lives. So I think, you know, I think the prospect of not being able to celebrate that moment in that way is really, really hard for some kids and their students and their families. And then, of course, there's other things, too. You know, I know many, you know, high schools have grad dances or proms, again, which are sort of notable mile markers in young people's lives. And, you know, if those aren't able to go ahead because of COVID, I think right now those are probably sort of the big things in terms of being delayed or postponed that people are most concerned about. You know, schools mean a lot to kids apart from, you know, their relationships with their teachers and, you know, and what they're learning. Schools are safe places for kids. Schools are also places of belonging and community. And, you know, a lot of kids are missing their sports and their clubs and, you know, drama and musicals, band and all the things that make school sort of a special time in your life. So, you know, but those are things I think people appreciate that for the time being, it's simply not safe to be doing. And I think, you know, we've tried to keep saying to our own members in terms of how we work from home, the most important thing is that we stay safe. This is not a public education issue. It's a public health one. And Nova Scotia has, you know, we have the oldest population per capita in Canada. And for those reasons, it's exceedingly important that we all do our part to flatten the curve and keep COVID from spreading.
Won't keep you much longer, Mr. Wozni, but I know you don't like to speculate, but you had to have thought of by now, and your union members would be thinking about what's the possibility if school does close for the rest of the year. Are your members unemployed?
No, you know, I think one of the, we've tried to instill a sense of calm in our members. To his credit, the premier has fully committed to paying all public sector workers during the COVID shutdown. You know, we commend him for that. This government has put safety first. You know, other governments have laid people off, and of course that makes it hard because then people have to be out and about and looking for work. There's still bills to pay. So public sector workers have been, the premier has fully committed to making sure that they're paid throughout this time. Everybody's trying to adjust and deliver the services that they normally provide in the safest way possible. You know, so we don't have those concerns. You know, we certainly are grateful. You know, we recognize that many Nova Scotians are struggling at this time. You know, the jobs that they rely on are you know, they're not paying the same that they did, or they simply aren't there anymore. We know that there are lots of small business people that have had to close the doors for safety reasons and are trying to figure out how those businesses can come back. So I know teachers we're doing our best from home. You know, we're trying to be people who are leaders in terms of donating and supporting others in the community. And we're all trying to find ways to support local when we buy our groceries and purchase the services and the products that we need. So, you know, I think, you know, we will deal with an announcement if school is closed for the remainder of the year. We know that the deadline is coming up, and, you know, the Premier and Dr. Strang have been pretty upfront and communicated with at least a little bit of notice about what's coming next with school, and I anticipate this decision will be no different.
Well, best of luck. Hopefully we'll see our teachers and classrooms back in the classroom as soon as possible. And again, thank you for taking the time, and our condolences on the loss of your colleagues.
Thanks, Dave. All my best to you and your listeners.
All right. Thank you. Paul Wozni is the president of the Nova Scotia Teachers Union in Nova Scotia?